There's something I call the hamster wheel of anxiety. You feel like the symptoms are subsiding. You might think like, okay, I might be getting out of this. I might be getting better. And then all your symptoms come back all at once. And you feel like all the progress you made, you start back at square one. Or you feel like these symptoms are there and they're really intense. And you feel like you just don't know why this is happening. And you just feel like you're in this loop. No matter how much progress you make, no matter how many things you try, it just doesn't work. In this video, I want to share a concept that took me a long time to grasp when I was on the recovery journey. And that is, your symptoms are the last thing to go away. And I want to talk about this concept because it's a very foreign concept for people that are in the anxiety recovery journey. And even when people are on the recovery journey, they don't recognize that they're still making their symptoms a leading indicator rather than a lagging indicator. So let's get it started. If you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms, go back to living. If you want to know more about how to focus on the principles, put links down below, especially the desensitization blueprint. And the first thing I want to mention that you monitoring your progress based on your symptom makes sense. This is actually a very logical approach. Think about it in anything else. Imagine you got the flu. How do you know if you're getting better from the flu? Well, your flu symptoms are going away, right? The fever is starting to break. Imagine if you have a headache and you take an aspirin to make the headache go away. How do you know the aspirin's working? Well, the headache is going away, right? And it's not even just with getting sick or having a headache. Imagine you broke a bone. Okay, you broke a bone, you put a cast, the doctor takes care of it, and it's healing. Well, how do you know that it's healing? Well, it's getting stronger, you're feeling less pain, and you can use it more, right? So this idea of monitoring your progress based on your symptoms makes a lot of sense. In any other aspect, this would work fine. But when it comes to anxiety, it doesn't work that way. The principle to understand is that your symptoms are the last thing to go away. They're almost like a lagging indicator. Lagging indicators are more based on outcome. It's not predictive. Leading indicators are predictive. The idea is that if you see a certain number or certain variable or whatever indicator that is, that's there, that's considered a leading indicator, well, as you're focused on that, you should have downstream effects. And this is why people get stuck in this hamster wheel of anxiety. They just feel like I'm trying to do everything, but I don't feel like I'm getting better because look, my symptoms are back. Recognize that your symptoms are a lagging indicator. They are the last thing to go away. So if your symptoms are the last thing to go away, then what is a leading indicator? The way we look at what's a leading indicator, meaning the indicator that determines you're actually making progress, the one that we care about the most, is how are you responding to your symptoms? Now look, this isn't something that we just do. If you go to your doctor, they've probably done a series of tests. They probably believed you at first, right? They were like, yeah, your symptoms are really intense. Let's figure it out. But then they looked at the results and they went based on the actual test. They focused on actual data. And what do they find? Well, there's nothing there. Now, between you saying something and the test saying something, what do they believe more? They believed the test, right? Why? Because the test is more accurate. And that's the same thing when it comes to anxiety recovery. The leading indicator is the response. And so as you're focused on the response of anxiety, that will make the symptoms go away on their own. But you can't monitor your progress based on your symptoms. So in the same way your doctor is looking at these tests to truly identify what's going on, when we are seeing people on the recovery journey, we're looking at how are they responding to their anxiety. Whenever they feel anxiety symptoms, whether that's the dizziness, the palpitations, the nausea, the digestive issues, the chronic pain, the TMJ, the sleeplessness, are they going back into classic mode where they're fighting their symptoms, they're resisting it, they're confused why it's happening, they're too focused on it, or are they focused on the response, right? What we teach in the program, what that blueprint teaches you, teaching you how to let the symptoms be there, let it pass on its own. Also, how are you identified with these symptoms? When your symptoms come back full force, do you get disgruntled? Do you get upset? Do you feel like, oh, the symptoms are back, why is this happening to me? Or are you speaking to yourself in a more compassionate way? This is what determines whether the symptoms are going away or not. And when we're guiding people on the recovery journey, that's the number one thing we're looking at. We're actually looking at the response. We know very clearly that if people are responding correctly, their symptoms will go away on their own. It happens on its own. We don't need to do anything about the symptoms. This also keeps us very laser focused, because even when you're responding correctly, your symptoms are going to go up and down. They keep changing their plan based on how they feel all the time. And recovery just doesn't work that way. You can't look at it from like a moment to moment basis. If you're doing that, you're just going to be doing a whole bunch of nothing. You're going to be doing 20, 30, 40, 50 things, trying everything, not giving it a fair shot, and then wondering why it's not working, right? Focus on recovery isn't about doing more things. It's not an issue of effort. It's an issue of approach and consistency. Your progress isn't based on your symptoms. You can look at your symptoms from like a month to month, in my opinion, 2 months, 3 months at a time. So looking at it every few months and seeing, okay, what the progress is. But if you're looking at it day by day, even week by week, it fluctuates too much, you know? And understanding that your nervous system is dynamic, it's going to adjust on its own. And so sometimes that means it's going to overshoot a little bit. Sometimes it's going to undershoot, but eventually it will stabilize. But if you're constantly monitoring or changing things up based on your nervous system, you know, being in this roller coaster, you're never going to get better. It's just not going to happen. And so recognizing that symptoms being the last thing to go away brought some ease. Now, you might be thinking, okay, well, if symptoms are the last thing to go away, that means it all just drops off at the end, right? Recognize that that's not how it works. Your symptoms will slowly taper off on their own. What I often find is the symptom that's bugging you the most. Let's say you're able to throw all your symptoms under the anxiety umbrella, but you have that one symptom. Maybe it's depersonalization, derealization, right? Whatever it is. That tends to be the last thing to go away. It tends to be the most stubborn one. And that's okay, right? You'll see other symptoms drop off. You'll also see certain symptoms change. But again, it's not about being so symptom focused, right? It's about how are you responding. Now, when your symptoms are low, you don't need me to tell you how to respond. You know how to respond. Just let it be, right? You don't need to be taught that. But when your symptoms are high, then responding feels like a conscious effort. That's where it counts. When we're guiding people through the recovery journey, the way I know the best on how somebody's truly doing is when their symptoms are super high. Let's say they're in the middle of the worst setback they've ever had. You know, they've been making a lot of progress. They're doing well. They're going back to living. They're working again. They're traveling. And all of a sudden, you know, they hit an extreme setback. Now, when they hit that setback, I'm very observant, right? The team is very observant because we know that's where it counts, right? You've learned all the principles. You learned everything. Okay, now here's the test. You're going through a really big setback. What do you do? Do you panic? Do you spiral? Go into fix-it mode? Do you resist? Do you feel like, oh, I'm never going to get out of this? Do you deal with a lot of frustration? And or, you know, are you like, okay, I've done this before. I know what's going on. I got this. This, in our opinion, it's not even just an opinion. We know this because we've done this so many times. This tells us how people are doing. This tells us, okay, you know what? You're going to be your own guide. You're going to crush this. You're doing so well. Members in our program sometimes get a little bit surprised because, you know, they're responding and they're still feeling symptoms, but the mentors and I are praising them so much. We're like, you're doing such a great job. And they're just like, am I doing such a great job? Like, I don't know. I'm still experiencing symptoms. But what we are seeing is that we're seeing them respond so well that we just know that they're going to be fine. You know, so many people that get better in the program, you know, they tell us that, you know, Sean, Mirka, Kaylee, Shiv, you know, the mentors in the program, you know, you were telling me for so long I was going to get better and how proud you were. And, you know, I actually feel like I'm getting better and like I'm doing better. And that was because we were seeing how they were responding. And we knew it was just a matter of time before they started seeing the symptoms. Because again, we were focusing on the leading indicators. And so we knew the leading indicators were going the right direction. We knew the consequence. We knew the outcome was going to be that their symptoms go away. So when you're on the recovery journey, recognize that symptoms are typically the last thing to go away and they drop off. And not monitoring your progress based on your symptoms. So I hope this video helps. If you're focused on the principles of recovery, how to desensitize your nervous system, the 5 steps of overcoming this once for all, make sure to check out this video up here. I'll see you in the next one.